Amidst what amounts to a new civil rights movement, black-owned businesses in Fairfield County say they're feeling the support of the community in ways they never have before. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Warshawski reports.
Miles Gill has come a long way since he was riding around Stamford on his bike with a weed whacker in high school. Now 22, he owns his own landscaping business and he has employees.
Mostly on minorities, I try to, you know, open up opportunities for people who are rejected and like certain, if you have a certain name, you have a hard time finding a job.
That's because he learned at a young age, a 17-year-old wanting to start his company, it would be harder to do so being black.
It's a setback because then there's things you can't just walk on someone's lawn being African-American and just like you got to take that into account that people will be scared of you and take you as a threat.
He says there were neighbors' doors that didn't open to give him the chance to explain he would cut their grass or remove some leaves.
It's hard to explain. It's like you're kind of not comfortable in your skin. And you're like, if I was just a white boy, just people would be a lot more open to talking to me and just hearing what I have to say.
Now, just a few years later, he's seeing changes. With the death of George Floyd and the protests that have followed, more white people are beginning to think about the issues he faces for the first time. Gill says websites that list black-owned businesses have popped up. People are seeking them out, and it's gotten him more business. Owner of Magnolia Chocolatier, Margaret King, has also noticed more support.
There has been a change. I have gotten more orders. People are very supportive.
The chocolates she makes in a Stamford commercial kitchen for delivery by word of mouth and at fairs all over the country have started being requested everywhere.
These days, because of being on the black-owned list, for like the last month, I would say, I've gotten orders from all over the country. I mean, I ship to Hawaii.
A recent Stanford University study reveals African-American businesses were hit especially hard during the COVID-19 pandemic, with more than 40% closing for good. The support the survivors are getting from the Black Lives Matter movement could be what they need to make it through. Ali Warshawski, Connecticut Public Radio.